Trip going up there was about 1964-65. Oh. His last, very last time trapped there. It's about 19 years ago. That's the time when he first, I mean, the first and last time, when he caught his 7 wolves at that year, he first shot all 4 at one time. He says 4 were going together. And then he caught 3 more. He says those were his last wolves he caught. He was 65 years old,
64-65. Hunted ship in Lao Tahlugo, Amaroximarum.
He said, somebody might have come around here, maybe a white guy, counting, trying to find out how many wolves he caught. His, you know, when he started hunting for wolves. So he counted over 100 all those years he was hunting that he caught. Along with the pups, the little wolves. So he says over 100.
Amagayan magkapinyak tone kaganong nasa na nawamikin nasa tatat ni nin nasa. That can in our time a penny. I'm a hoyanic pocket to me. I'm not a milaxi rachlo. Talk about my daughter to talk with it, Nakuyura. I'm not a
samilacone.
Eh? Pangat nut kejahunnya tuan itu mak, iklu pegau tekaku nungamitera, orang maring mak, takip luit anik mata tak, nasi layu akip luit terum.
Kafsi raga tembilan.
Siapa sih sama raga saya tak tu, dah makan yang nak tak kamu. Tahu cium mana? Tak nasulai mana pena mahu yang menik tuwa ketika kami cari si sama orang tu dia langgan penyar tu dia. Nasut tu kami dah.
Yeah, he said it's very easy to get those wolves, those little wolf pups. Like if you spot a mother wolf, you wait for it from a distance, and then. Here comes the wolf coming home to her pups. So you wait till the mother gets into their den, you know, their place in the ground. and after it stayed in there for a while, it would come out. Then there you shoot the mother outside of there again. And then when you kill the mother wolf, you go there, right by their den, and probably the pups would come out one by one or all at one time. He says he usually carry a pistol with him. So he just stand right there, and every time a pup comes out or all at one time, he would shoot them with that .22 pistol. He said there are always three or four all the time. Three or four pups. He says there would be about so high, you know. Just like regular dog, little dogs, yeah, little pups. Kirinyak dora di makanoka mingit?
Yeah. Nyak dora tamitara.
Great.
Tak na tara. Sheep minyani ami. Taran tamana ke tak dit lani. Ani ami tara takur lak lugu yuk tak tak sige kakiga tak na.
Ah. Pipi mira.
Pipi luat lecho takur dalur.
He says whenever a pup's coming out, he would just look at you, you know, from head to toe, just like a child. Hmm. They wouldn't try to run away, he said, so you just shoot them right there.
Tamarat kamaka ya dernik sahirak nikangit temani. Tämä mikä juuri pengungaisa, aina niin milluurungaisa, tämä niin saksa tuoknaksa teemän. Ja mä hojaan, aina uva, niin kaurunga, mä tuli kaurunga, mikä teli. Tämä on mä hojaan, niin mä luunik, aina saa luunik, ja niin saksa hunnit, niin saa kaksi manassa, aina on kaktuu tigiravia.
He says they have these little wolf pups for pets long time ago. His mother's older brother had two pets, a female and a male wolf pup. Just like having pet puppies, he said.
Ernik saak saak nääko kamikyorua, inyukat nik saako kama magaa jaamnik. Tämä magaa jaatilitso lukitpi amisikik teemani. Annanga tangin laksi saakakika taatna kaani iseksi maklani. Angi laakunni asiita samma ketun raminen nisekman. Ilisi mageetakko. Kanumi ernirait langa terma kanuk mikit langa tiisimoga inistogamuklu tarisetman kinyogurgo malikluvi seraktogenyuk ernisaagukta tatkamonga seraktog degoturuguna amakot sisa tatnasi tatkamma i aaname getchakeploti nallakit mati. Kek meira tu taak na me laak silek taak. Inyong ishe kami taat kamunga tikit nyamigit. Ernik saak saak naigak si unik avitao raak luit. Angusallumak pisu kami nagakak nasalugengik pisu kami. Savitao raak luit arigok taak na taamduma taamna. Anangat ilet siira agak to kamanigok. Sit mi ilyao ni anguyat lecho.
When they want wolf, those little pups, wolf pups for pets, of course they know how old they would be at that certain time when they're born. You know, those people long time ago, they can tell. You wait for the mother to come home from a little distance, but watching their den. So the mother comes inside to her pups. And when she goes in there, you get out of the place where you're waiting and just follow the mother wolf in there to its den. Then, because when the mother gets in there, it lays down and feeds her babies, you know, breastfeeding. So he says the mother don't fight when you're inside a den with her. And then you can just pick out, you can feel these little pups, whether they're female or male, and choose a female and a male pup for your pet. And you can just take them away from the mother. Well, it won't fight back, fight you. He says the mother is more scary when you take the babies away from her while it's gone, you know, because the mother wolf will look for that person because she missed two of her pups. She's more dangerous when you take her pups while she's gone, so it's better to take them while she's there in the den with her babies. And when they're raising these little wolf pups, the villagers there have to bring something to feed them to the pet owner. They have to bring food. Because if they never do that, those little wolves won't be doing good. So everybody has to give food to those pups.
T Tak ada tak ninyun negak negak terus tak ninyun negak negak saya tak rumah kanok ikhnisah kakami ukir rabu kuna sih tama ukir rabu katakman ukir metakuba alu git nakak ibu terup lukun uplok sih manuplok nuirabak tau uplukut tak. Tak kau, upload manu, upload nuri kata waktu kita buat. Kau lori, masih upload kun, upload pun manu buat. Mana upload? Bicara kau lembik lori. Sumbing jadi ukir, ukir me. Ukir me, ukir me tak sesuksi lah tak manu buka, buka nuri waktu kau lori. Ika, tak kau buat sih tak nak nuri kata waktu, nuri kata waktu. Ukir pagar sih man, ukir pagar sama liklu. Kau, kau, kau alau buat. Mau nasar, nak undang ini tengah pirakalah kami. Nasulai, terletak negri man, ukur upperin rakyat, atlang negri man, agrucang negri gak silap nasar tengah ni. Terletak negri man, negri gak silap nasar tengah ni. Tak kau buka, agro cak tera nuirak tuk. Ukau atau mereka sendiri ukau. Ubat tak kau ukau, terus mukia kau nak ketek kohone. Tak sedih muna orang sah sah lih sangan ublum terukau nuirak tuk. Agro cak, tak kau tera nuir mak di ukau. Tak rumah irni salum.
Irnisani tokop tak nega. Tak kau bok, tak ada pertukar kerja, tak berucak. Agrucak. Kau kasih agruk? Agruk, nak lagi. Kau kerja tak sih sok sih pasamak, kau kerja sama buku tak nega tak kau berjalan lagi sikit. Dan masih tak abu mat lagi lah sepat kulwat mending lah sotik, uplu sibu sugrau, nuirakan lah sotik.
Nei pertun rexlu gasu ukumninga
takumninga takkaarsip luteng ukumninga teratna uking urarna qaptale takanani tonani nani paya upla chaame nuwiyai man andaga ani ani ragallegartok tara takko nu manga dik teratun naxlu teratna Terdahulu payah aku kau tiga lagi guys, kita taruh minyak terus kau tiga apik tap kau, ujian teri kajul gicaga terus tak terlambat, terlambat nasib, terus kau tiga mana lor lapas lu terus kau gicungit dahone, terus tak datuk tuok ini lagi ya, terus datuk waktu datuk tak dilihat barok. Tak ada orang menyeli juga si maklun. Angkat juga kan?
Ublu gak si bantu kok? Ublu negri ragalak mandui nak nikpak?
Kanga tertak lihat modal lah.
Upin raksa gak si mandu?
Upin raksa gak si mandu? Terima temani sama januari memani sama nugi kicuk.
Temani lah. Yeah, he's talking about these stars. Anyway. These two stars, here's the daylight that comes out fall time. And then you can see two stars. One, the bottom one is bigger and the top one is smaller star. Okay, when you're keeping those pets, you watch for these two stars in fall time. And finally, it's becoming early winter, like maybe in October. Or November, December, somewhere around there. These two stars called Agruk, right there, Agruk. when it's becoming early winter, they don't no longer look after these two stars. They start looking after these two, which are called Agruchak, like in the month of January. So you keep these two pups to the month, maybe till about the month of January, and that's the time when they kill them, those pet wolves. So maybe that's how they tell the months, by those two stars, those stars. Der hat doch und nami sie gashi am meg at doch lude
im ja doch lude am tel.
So they start using the skins for rough, and you know, so maybe at the time by January the skins are probably good.
Is that those pet wolves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those the pets that they were raising, they finally killed them in the month of January when the skins are good. He says it's the same thing with wolverine, lynx, all those skins, fur skins. This is the time of the month that the fur is really good, and it's limited to January. So after January, the skin start, you know, the discoloring and fading and stuff like that, or thinning out. So you have, if you want good skins, then you kill them by January. Try to get them by January. They're thick and they're long and beautiful by that month.
February, March. Hey, pulo matamani tara katek sila pagak tut kisa matemaka kawit manamit kat nuvumit aga kap matunit na ilinyele kagaw tara tak negirak tut ublok tut sa yun tak no pinag sakit man amakon maka katek sikmit kayok tut katek sakit mirak tut pin ublok tut sa pagman.
Like starting February, March, April, then the wolverine skin, the hair, have split ends and the skin don't look very good. The wolf skin's fading, turning white, and same with fox skins. So if you want good skins, then you get them by January. Maybe he needs a little break. 76, me utok kanarak talak pisi unnunga.
Willie Hensley, Demma, Akumi Tawani, Ilishahoni Tawani, als daar niet steed mee. Dat nummer na zo in lokaan, maar die zo doet dat. Goed, je ziet je berg op dingen die ze schat, dat net er een naad lopen bij haar mee. Je ligt zo in de raad. Manna, dat nog goed, je ziet je gaat de berg op dingen die lang mee doen, die liep je niet in de pijn bij haar mee. Dan de lood loopt om de rekening mee. Big ele gaat er raar, je ligt zo in de raad. Untuk kanamik ni, tak nak nalar di pekau tingin ni se. Tamanak, tamak, tamak meryuk. Jadi tak nak luk. Untuk kanamik, kenyak tu lahir. Dekat ke?
Yeah. It was starting back from Willie Hensley. Okay, he was working for the legislative at that time. And as he was over there or going downstate and, you know, he's been everywhere. And he finally realized when a young person goes out to school and finish off high school, from grade school, then to high school, and then on to college. Okay, this kid is all graduated and all that stuff. But one thing he realized was that they were forgetting their Inupiaq identity, is what he called. You know how to be an Inupiaq? He recalls from way back that Inupiaq people used to live comfortably with each other and knowing how to live out of the land. Young men go together without fighting or hating each other. Long time ago, he started remembering that. So I think it came to him one day that somehow he should gather these elders and have them talk about these things that our kids would learn about. He says, and this went through Nana, and they bring this, he bring this idea up down in Kotzebue, and that's how it started. He used to say that even though you learn so much out of the white man culture, you still have to know how to live in Inupiaq way. So this is why he bring this. He was the one that first got the idea to get the elders together and record these things for the kids to read.
I was a little bit of a kan ik ze weer aan de rechterhoek aan, kan nu tegen de rechterhoek aan. Hoe man heb je jou niet al nog al gegeten? Daar ook al tegen de rechterhoek, maar ik heb een kans voor bloed ook al. Kan ik ze er aan
tegen?
Kan ik ze ook al over aan ze? Dat zou man niet. Hoe van alle kechachlongen, taalbloemingen. Kan ik zipchak naar een loos, kan ik zipchak naar een loos, gaat niet. Hoe kachlongen, taalbloemingen, wat dat nog te. Hoe taal goed loopt over, bij je lawaat, ik het kan ik zit leed, je taal wordt bijna nu welle. Kan ik zit jouw rachloo. Hoe van dat koe ik loo, hoe kan ik laatdoen, in het erover, hoe kan ik kagen tachtoen, dat is een
manier.
Eh?
Yeah. When they first started this thing, when they start calling the elders down to contribute to gather them up, those first 2 years they didn't understand what Willie was trying to get at them, you know. The second year he said he understood a little bit of what he was trying to say to them. And on the third time when they called for them again, when Johnny and Willie were talking about it again, he finally understood what they were trying to say. So he stood up in front of everybody, the rest of the Joe did, and start telling them that this is what Willie and Johnny and those other Nana people wanted us to do.
John Schaefer.
And telling them that he really liked the idea, you know, himself. So the rest go along with him. And that's how it started.
Dat is een beetje een Joka sakki pimeisöni. Tätä nähdämme vuonna. Tätä vuonna kovilla päivällä vuonna ittymä tämät kunnolla.
Asiin jäämkin johonna on pitman 10 miljoonaa ritsaat
paljon. 10 miljoonaa tukunninga. Alkseen jäät kunnin. Nalle pajaa kittä pitää 10 miljoonaa. Nalle pitman. Nalle nippiraa lasit luusunnaa 10 miljoonaa tätä pitjumninga.
Okay, and when this thing all started up from the third year, when they're sending these elders home, they give them papers or notices or something saying if they go back home to their villages, they have to organize an elders council. So when Joe went back to Shangnak from that meeting, from elders conference, he gathered some people here from the village, so they meet and chose Walter Douglas for president. And they voted him for vice president. They voted Joe for vice. Charlie Lee, member. Florence Douglas, secretary. And Bertha Sheldon. Alternate secretary. So there's two. When one's gone, then the other can take over. Something like that. Then, maybe 2 years ago, Charlie Lee passed away, one of the elders' councils. So in place of him, they put Wilson and Daisy Tickett, their husband and wife. So they talked with him and said, if one of you want to be in that meeting, one of you can attend. If one of you can't, your wife will. If the other can't, the husband will, you know, alternating like that. So that this is what they organized after that last meeting with the elders.
Nasama, kami yang jatuh rawa, kami pop Monday gelap, Monday me, every Monday night, katimar lasu luda pirane. Dan masih subuh kokak doktor kodo kau bagi rakak luin makan nutat, ubuki buk, katimar rakau ranget luda pirane. Katip karena tekak kota. Kuningan raamilla iluppalo tänne siikallaatto tapko piirä penne joti kukiva katimara vauran rätsyt. Sammasi kukiva kanukteen pisiisiin patiko tuva. Imma kaadakseen ennen kutik patiko suk patiko tuva te katimmatin laglugit. Tämät kotokannat kannuksemme pirakasiksa sivunneisellä olisi.
Ei, piyummaa kirakuminaktoon, niin pikakamin maanin nakuuna jäämi. Tämä iksi moraa kaksoorikitsa lahtoon manna. He said they had two younger guys like Levi Cleveland and Edwin Douglas to organize these meetings whenever they needed to meet. But they didn't really had an interest, I guess, and they miss out a lot of meetings here in the village. But he says maybe after we go out to Nunatak, if we come back, maybe they'll try to get somebody else, two other people that can be really interested in this elders thing.
Ako na pinyan na repara lang ato ko naksiksa na tigaw ni Teromit lum. Sama, ang lakta to lang ni pata pikpan na ko na galakto.
Na ko na galakto tama ni ha?
Asi dumatun magtegaw na magtito ni na pilaklo. Tanda wili sa otes kanyo galakot ka bang?
Tawam na nagsila tanu na tupme tawam ng otes na pakte na. He said he was thinking of an idea to build a sod house outside of the high school. Mm-hmm. Did you ever walk over there lately? There's a little log cabin built over there outside of it right now. So he said he's going to try to talk with the school board president plus the principal. And if school starts, he is willing to show them how to build this little sod house.
What's the cabin that's over there? Is that?
It's a log cabin, little log cabin.
Is that one that was from the school before, or something else?
They went logging just a little ways up there and built it on. Let's see, what's this program they call? It was an Inupiaq program anyway that was going on last year.
Oh, it was.
And they had two instructors just to show the kids how to build a log cabin. It's a small one, but it's really neat.
Yeah, so this March was the first time we started having them in town.
In town. And I think, in my opinion, it was much better. With all that crowd away, you know. There were 5-6 of us here that were meeting last March, and I was conducting the elders' conference here. So what we did was, they talked about the history of Kobuk and Shangnak.
Last March.
Mm-hmm. And it's recorded in tapes and it's already transcribed in paper.
Oh.
Both English and Inupiaq. And it should be done at the school district right now. And some other stuff too, how to tan skins and all sorts of stuff that our children should learn about.
Tak hamat desa mungkin nyulik salah kupintam na. Tidak, mungkin tak na. Ayuh, tak lalu. Tak nato cilaan, pirakal satu buku tinggal senyum.
Eh,
buat.
There's a place that they build log cabins and stuff like that. Sivunervik is what they call it. Okay, here's Narvik River right here. And it's an outer river on this site. Someplace around there. Sivunervik it need to knock
down. Yeah, Sivunervik it not the doctor from now.
Sivunervik means a place where you plan before you start, you know, going further ahead on your future. Sivunervik. There's five little log cabins right now and one big building for your meetings. I was down there too for 5 days the last
time.
Here's that ocean that's